Brian is here with all the business news.
Audrey, thank you. Lots happening on the financial front around the world today. We can talk to Victoria Scholar, Head of Investment with Interactive Investor. Let's start with the oil price, Victoria. Brent went as far as $140 early last week as the Russian invasion of Ukraine continued. The geopolitical situation hasn't changed all that much. So why is it back at around $100 now?
Hey there. Yeah, so we saw WTI and Brent both slump by about 7% yesterday, settling below $100 a barrel. That was for the first time since February. But oil prices are today attempting to regain ground. There is a lot of optimism towards the potential for ceasefire talks between Russia and Ukraine. President Zelensky saying that he is feeling a lot more optimistic. There's also the potential for the Fed to raise interest rates today for the first time since the pandemic. And that could result in a stronger US dollar, also potentially dampening the prospects for US crude. So it looks as though the oil price is hovering around $100 a barrel for now, trying to weigh up the risks around a war in terms of the upside against some of those pressures from the US dollar, the potential for peace talks, and also we've seen rising COVID cases in China, which could also lead to lower demand and potentially push oil prices lower there as well.
Russia has two bonds maturing today, and they're dollar denominated. There's talk of them paying them, if they do indeed pay them, in Russian rubles, which are pretty much worthless at the moment. Now, they're 30 days before they technically or actually default, but how significant an event would that be?
Yeah, well, the potential for them, firstly, to pay in rubles is not really allowed. So that seems as though it's not really a viable option. But we've seen this brutal sell-off in the ruble and Russian stocks. Russia's equity index, the MOEX, has been closed for its third consecutive week, which is the longest trading halt in history. And now, like you say, it looks like Russia is going to default on two of these dollar-denominated bonds, $117 million due today. And that could result in significant write-offs for investors. Now, this is very significant. It would be the first sovereign default for Russia on foreign currency debt for the first time in over a century, of course, as a result of Putin's invasion of Ukraine and also retaliatory Western sanctions, which have essentially led to the collapse of the Russian economy. Now, Russia's finance minister has said that the Kremlin has the necessary funds, but the market is widely expecting this default to take place. There is this 30-day grace period, but it is almost just a technicality before we see a full-blown collapse in a month.
Now, Asian stocks had managed to hold up relatively well over the last few weeks while other indexes came under selling pressure, but Chinese markets in particular took a hit in recent days. What's going on there?
Yeah, we saw a major sell-off the first 2 days of the week, particularly in the tech sector. But today we're seeing a really big bounce back. The Hang Seng Tech Index is up by about 20% this morning. Now, we've seen some measures from China's State Council, which has vowed to try to keep its stock market stable in light of all this volatility. And also Ukraine's President Zelensky saying that negotiations have becoming more realistic when it comes to ending the war. So there is a sense of optimism in the markets today, risk on sentiment. We're also looking at a potential stronger open in Europe as well. So it does feel as though after the sell-off at the start of the week, we are seeing this rebound and more positive sentiment is entering play.
Victoria Scholar of Interactive Investor, thank you very much.